Turn with me, if you would, back to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22. I would like for us to look at, and I pray, enjoy together, the last verse of the Bible. And that's what I've titled this message, the last verse of the Bible. Revelation 22, verse 21 says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." When I read that the other morning, I was studying and searching and looking for the message, and I sometimes end up going all over the place. And when I came across this verse, it was like I read it in slow motion. It's a very short verse, and I was able to read it word by word. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. All I want to do tonight is word by word go through this verse and see if the Lord will let us enter into it and let us enjoy it together. And I want to start with the two words, "you all." This is a beautiful thing said here. There's just some precious things said right here. And I don't want to get to the end of the message not knowing exactly who he's saying these things to. If anyone was to hear this, I think about this every time I preach. If anyone was to hear the gospel for the first time, or maybe if God opened a heart for the first time, maybe the gospel has gone into the ear thousands of times. But if this is the time that the Lord opens a heart and a man or a woman hears, I want them to know who the gospel's to. And I don't want to wait till the end of the message to get there. So we're going to start with the two words, "you all." Those of us who know that we are sinners to the core, and that is a very small group of people. There are some people who believe they are sinners. There are some people who believe they are great sinners, but still not to the core. Some believe they are sinners and they are truly ashamed before God. Some people are not ashamed before God. But some are. And those of us who are truly, truly ashamed of what we are, there are moments and times when we hear these things, especially when we first hear these things, that we think, "He can't be saying this to me. He just can't be. Not being the ruined sinner that I am, he just can't be." Well, maybe he can. Maybe he is. So let's take a minute and find out here, all right? Our Lord is speaking to all those who are going to be in glory with Him. That's who He's talking to right here. If you look at the end of chapter 21, verse 27, it says, "There shall in no wise enter into it," and that's speaking of glory, that's speaking of heaven. "There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth." That's why we read things like this and think, "Well, he can't be talking about me. Nobody's coming in who would defile it." It says, "There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." That's who's going to be there. Those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, who is written in the Lamb's book of life? In John 17, our Lord said, Father, it's those who you've given to me. Every person you've given to me. That's who it is. It's who the Father on purpose gave to Christ. On purpose. Look with me, if you would, at Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, verse 29. It says, For whom he did foreknow, he, God, the Father, whom he did foreknow. That means who he knew beforehand. All right? And I see if the Lord will let you enter into this, okay? Didn't he know everybody beforehand? The ones that he knew before the world was made, didn't he know everybody? Aren't known unto God all things? Didn't he do all things and create all things? Didn't he know everybody beforehand? Here's the answer. Not in a saving way. To those who are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, this is what he's going to say to them. Depart from me, I never knew you. Physically, he knows all. He created all. He controls all. There's nothing that's outside of his knowledge. Nothing. But lovingly. Talking about loving with an everlasting love. Lovingly, the ones that he knew unto salvation, they are the ones that the Father selected. Chose, elected, the scripture says, gave to him. Chose to bring to him, chose to conform them into his image. Verse 29 says, Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's what he predestinated all of the people in the Lamb's Book of Life to be. Conformed to the image of his Son. Amazing. And he did that he, the Son, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. That's who the you all are. The ones who the Spirit has or will call. Verse 30 says, Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Chosen by the Father, called by the Spirit, justified by the blood of the Son. That's why it's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Every soul in that book needed the death of the Lamb of God. They all needed the sacrifice and the blood of the Lamb of God to put away their sin and to redeem them back to God, redeem their soul back to God. And in doing that, every soul in that book, the Lamb's Book of Life, and every soul that he's talking to in the last verse of this book, the you all, every soul included in the you all. Verse 30 right here ends by saying, them he also glorified. Them, every one of them. He raised them up together with him and seated them with him in the heavenly place. To them he gives eyes to see Christ as he is. To them he gives a heart of faith to believe on Christ for who he is, who he really is. Believe his gospel, believe his word. If anyone wants to know, am I one of them? Am I one of the you all? That can be answered with this question. Do you believe on him? For who he is, who he says that he is, the Lamb of God, the only mediator between God and man? I tell you what men and women naturally think. They think they are a mediator for themselves with God. They think they are their own mediator between God and man. Has the Spirit given faith to believe that there is one mediator between God and man? Do you believe His Word? If I want to know if I'm one of the you all, that verse was written to you all. If I want to know if I'm one of the you all, do I believe everything He has said in this book? Do I really believe that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? Do I believe that there is none righteous in themselves? No, not one. Do I believe that salvation is in no other but Christ alone? No other name given among men but His. No other name. Obviously, that means Buddha, that means Muhammad, but forget about them. There are people who don't even think about them. Let me give you another name that people like to add. Mine. Fill in the blank. No other name means not mine. Not His and mine. Salvation is not in Jesus Christ and Gabe Stoniker. It's in Christ alone. Christ alone. Do we believe that salvation is of the Lord Jesus Christ alone? And do we believe that the salvation that He came to accomplish for His people, He finished it? Do we believe that He was able to perform that which He came to accomplish? Do we believe that was God manifest in the flesh, the all-powerful one? If people believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was all-powerful, they would have a different view of the Lord Jesus Christ. Really? If so, if we believe that, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to us. The Father which is in heaven did. And what that means is, in spite of our sinfulness, we've been included in the you all. And if we're included in the you all, then our sin has been dealt with in Christ. And the last verse of Scripture in this whole book is written to us. If that's the case, if God has done that for us by His Spirit, through His Son, then this last verse is written to us. All right, go with me now back to Revelation 22. Verse 21 says, "The grace." The grace. The one and only grace that there is. You know, everybody talks about grace. Everybody has a form of grace that they think grace is. There's only one. The grace. The one and only grace that there is, that comes from the one and only source that there is. There is not another. There's not another. There's not another gospel. There's not another giver. There's not another gift given among men whereby we must be saved. The. All right, now get a hold of this next word. Grace. Ask the Lord. We had a message, whenever it was, last time, about ask the Lord to help you in the middle of the message. See if He'll let you get a hold of this. Ask the Lord to help you on this. Thank God, this last verse in His book does not say the wrath. Look at verse 21. All right, think about this. The wrath of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Think about that. Thank God, it does not say the anger. You know, the anger of the Lord has been kindled before. The Lord is angry with the wicked every day. That does not say the anger of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Thank God. It does not say that. Not to the you all. Not to the you all. Now, outside of Christ, those things are so. What I just said, that is absolutely the case. That is the final word outside of Christ. But in Christ, to the you all, He said, grace. When you look up the word grace, this is the definition of it. It means graciousness. It means goodwill, loving kindness, favor. And I love this one. It says, that which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, and loveliness. Grace. Grace. What is all that describing? Graciousness, goodwill, loving kindness, favor, that which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness. What's all that describing? Christ. Christ. He is the grace. He is the grace. He is the gift. His love, His sacrifice, His mercy. Everything that the Father gave to us in Him, it was all grace. If it came from Him, and if it came in Him, it was grace. He is that grace. Verse 21 says, the grace of our, not just the Lord Jesus Christ, but our. This is what David said. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He said, I am your God. You are my people. In Adam, we belong to Him by creation. In Adam, every soul on this earth, every soul that came from Adam, by His creation, we belong to Him. In Christ, He belongs to us. He belongs to us. He's ours. Now, I'm not going to name any names, but we had a dear sister who wanted me to baptize her a few years ago. And when she came to me about it, she said to me, I've been baptized for every reason under the sun that you can think of, just not the right reasons. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. She said, the first time I was baptized because my mama wanted me to be baptized. And she said, the second time I was baptized because the preacher at that time wanted me to be baptized. And she said, the third time I was baptized because the denomination we were in wanted me to be baptized. And that's how it is, isn't it? You know, you have pressure. Mama wants you to be saved. Preacher wants to know that his ministry is successful. That's what he judges it by, wrongly. So they're pushing that. Don't you want to get baptized? Got another one. That means you're baptized last month. Well, she went on and listed all these reasons, and she said there are no reasons at all. No true. It's not water. It's the confession of the heart. Well, she said, I want to be baptized one more time. This time. Last time. Which is really the first time. She said, I want to be baptized this time. And here's the reason why. She said, I want to be baptized. Not someone else wants me to be baptized. I want to be baptized. And she said, do you know why I want to be baptized and what I want to confess in His baptism? And I said, what's that? She said, He's mine. He's mine. Honestly, I can't think of a better, clearer reason for wanting to confess the Lord in believer's baptism. He's mine. That's what the Lord has revealed to me. He's mine. You think about this great man who owns everything and has done everything and created everything. He's mine. Well, he's all of ours. Yeah, but he's mine. He's my husband. He's my maker. He's my friend. He's my God. He's my king. He's mine. Union with him. I am his. He is mine. Oh, the union of Christ and his people. The union of the suffering and the punishment and the death of the cross. Aren't you so glad you experienced that with him? How did it feel? How did all that punishment feel that you endured in him, with him, being absolutely one with him? When our Lord says that a husband will take his wife and they will be one flesh, he doesn't use figures of speech. One flesh. Absolute union with him. Oh, the union of the resurrection and the redemption and the glory of eternal life with him. The union that has been freely to give, given to us with and in him. Verse 21 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of our sovereign. That's what Lord means. Sovereign, owner, controller, God. Who gave himself, humbled himself down to be the servant, the substitute for his people. The grace of our humble Savior. Oh, the grace of our humble Savior. Oh, the graciousness of this man. That's what Jesus means, the man, the Savior of sinners. Lord means he's the one who judges sinners. Jesus means he's the one who was judged for sinners. Christ means both of those positions, both of those offices, both of those responsibilities are found in the person of the same man. Lord Jesus Christ, God, man, both, union of both. Verse 21 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with. With means near to. Close to, alongside of, in the company of. When you have someone that you're close with, in the company of, alongside of, you're in union together. You're with each other. You're for each other. With. That's what our Lord is for us. He said, I'll never leave you. That's what he says in the last verse of his book. I'll never leave you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Every one of the you alls. I want to be a you all. I want to be a you all. I want to be a whosoever. Whoever he makes to be a whosoever, whoever he makes to be a you all. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. That word means firm. When you look it up, that's what the word means. Firm. It means trustworthy. It means surely. It means so be it. It means truth. That's the truth. Amen. It comes from the Hebrew word that means faithful, full of faith. What it means when you say amen, this is what it means. I believe. I believe. And we do. By His Spirit, it has been confirmed to us, and we do. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We believe. All right, let's stand together.